Young Europe, Jean Thiriot, by Daria Platonova Dugina. Besides the conservative revolution, the second essential influence which we should highlight in particular is Jean Thiriot, 1922 to 1992. Thiriot was a famous Belgian politician, intellectual, and geopolitician who passed through a number of political clans over his life. He started on the left, then had sympathy for National Socialism. Then, after the Second World War, he took up the position of integral Europeanism. From this point, Thiriot had a decisive influence on Alain de Benoist's theory of Europe. In the 1960s, Thiriot organized the Jeune Europe movement, in which many of the older generation of Greece members who are still alive today once participated. For Thiriot, unlike other representatives of the nationalist front of the time, it was Europe above all, not Belgium, not France, but Europe. Long live Europe, and Europe is the highest value, the empire. Thiriot proposes to think in terms of this potential empire. The main enemy of this empire is the Anglo-Saxon, capitalist, liberal globalist West. First and foremost, he associates the West with Americanism. Meanwhile, Thiriot saw more of an ally in the communist system because the Soviet Union was to a certain extent fighting capitalism and the hegemonic impulse emanating from the West. Thiriot, like Alain de Benoist after him, fiercely opposed the classical right, against whom he declared that the profit economics that the old right defended is murderous, for it kills man and culture. Marxist economics was also unacceptable to Thiriot as a utopia. In turn, he developed a theory of economic potential that focused on the natural development of regional economic possibilities. Thiriot advocated federal nationalism. We find in his works a development of the topic of the autarky of great spaces. He speaks of the need to create a grand, centralized geopolitical entity out of Europe, one that would be economically and ideologically independent. Thiriot wrote of himself, "I am a European national Bolshevik in the tradition of Ernst Niekisch, inspired by the historical examples of Joseph Stalin and Friedrich Hohenstaufen II. Jean Thiriot also significantly influenced de Benoist in another sense, on the question of accepting the Soviet Union. Thiriot put forth the ideological formula, Great Europe from Dublin to Vladivostok. This very same formula which our president as well as other politicians are now often uttering is in fact a deep experience of thinking through the role of Europe and the role of anti-liberal forces, both left and right, in the anti-globalist struggle against Anglo-Saxon imperialism and Atlanticism. Therefore, when you hear the formula, Russia and Europe from Dublin to Vladivostok, you now know that we find ourselves in the space of the discourse of the new right or its sources. One might often encounter the point of view alleging that the new right was anti-communist. Yes, they partially were, but they also adopted anti-capitalism, which they shared with communists. Alain de Benoist even said that he prefers the Soviet cap to the American beret. This phrase shocks the ordinary right, who disagree with such a position and consider opposition to the left to be the main task instead of opposition to capitalism. The Jeune Europe movement was active in the 1960s across Europe, especially in Italy, and even in some countries of the Middle East, particularly in Saddam Hussein's Iraq. Jean Thiriot planned to create a European Liberation Front and spoke of the need to get rid of all the American bases in Europe. He began to gather rather large collectives of his supporters and tried to unify them into a pan-European party of direct-action anti-American European brigades intended to attack American bases and liquidate pro-American politicians. The movement was fairly popular in the 1960s. Thiriot himself interacted with Nasser, Tito, and Zhou Enlai. But he received no support from the USSR, and Moscow at one point even signaled to its satellites not to collaborate with Thiriot. In so doing, he was virtually cut off from all the opportunities that he had tried to use to form his European Liberation Front in the pro-Soviet regimes. Thiriart was in Russia only once, in 1992, not long before his death. He died in November of the same year. He was in Moscow in August. During his trip, he met with Zhuganov, Prokhanov, Dugin, Baburin, Alksnis, and even Gaidar Jemal. They disagreed upon literally everything. Excerpt from the book A Theory of Europe by Daria Platonova, Dugina.